Great gifts for dad? We've got them. And they're up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack stores now.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
They've got the best gifts.
Gotta show dad some love.
Snag amazing deals on Father's Day gifts from Cole Haan, Calvin Klein, Vince, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show. Hey!
Rank and file officers passed a motion of no confidence in the deputy chief constable and two other seats. 2 minutes past two.
I don't like a cream pie. It's ridiculous.
Is that your impression of Michael O'Leary?
I was doing all right there for a second just before you interrupted me.
It's actually quite good.
Cream pies. It's just a pain in my arse.
Do you want me to introduce you as Michael O'Leary for that story?
Yes, for a comment.
Michael O'Leary had this to say about cream pies. Go on, say it, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Head of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary's been hit with a cream pie in Brussels. He was setting up a press conference. Two women approached him, pushed the desserts into his face and demanded he stop the pollution. This is what he had to say for himself.
Do you know, I don't actually mind cream pies. We've cream pies on all of our flights. And you'll have to charge €7.50 per slice. Not a bother.
Ray Foley. It's Ray.
Thursday the 7th of September. Come on, so it's okay, I'm here now. Relax, relax. 'Cause loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Dama dama dee doo. Don't do it, I had to kill his microphone, sorry. Minnie Riperton, of course, was loving you.
Yeah.
And anytime Grainne Shoghi used to come in on the show, I used to play Love on You Was Easy Because You're Beautiful. Minnie. There it goes. Minnie Riperton. Perfect way to start an afternoon broadcast. Hi, Gerb. Ray's my name. JP's in the studio as well.
Good afternoon, guys.
10 AFM.
When you say that.
Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you.
Where's the screamy bit? Oh, this is it. She's getting there. Is smashing all over the nation. Oh my God, this is a baby doing Loving You Was Easy Because You're Beautiful.
Wow, okay.
So, let me paint the scene. Someone sent me this last night on Instagram. This is a mother holding her baby, infant baby child, and I think it's a little girl, and the mother is singing the first bits of the song.
Right.
And then the baby follows up. Have a listen. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hello, it's Thursday.
See you, Dan.
Jesus, it's warm, isn't it? Oh my God, it's very warm. So warm. Oh my God, again, it's very warm. I can't sleep. I'm just tossing and turning in the bed. I'm just roasting. I'm kicking off the blanket and then I'm lying there and it's just, Jesus, still too warm. JP, would you put on the fan there?
Fan, is it? Yeah.
Put on the fan. Put on the fan. Put that right up in my face.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got that between your legs. Well, I turned it down a bit.
No. Okay. That's lovely now. Oh, finally I can sleep.
Ray,
shut up.
You've got a show to do.
I'm sleeping. You're always the same. As soon as I'm nodding off, you start wanting to chat.
got a show to do.
You're mad for the chat. This, I swear, it's always the same. Whenever we're staying in Granny's house, we're chatting till 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm the one that always wants to go to sleep.
Why do I have to sleep in the
Shut
bed?
Shut up, that's, I was going what? To sleep. Silence in the street. The biggest fool in Ireland is just about to speak.
Speak, fool,
speak. Speak, fool, speak. Now we go to sleep.
Do you know what, though? All messing aside, I had two fans on the go last night. I had a fan over here and I had a fan over there.
Look at you. A two-fan household.
And I was still awake half the night. It was absolutely a disgrace. It was a disgrace. The gang's all here. Hey-o. Jennifer's over there, 0874-100-102. Jennifer?
Hi, Ray. Jennifer here from Cork.
Hi, Jennifer.
Last year, I made the terrible decision to buy a memory foam mattress. Mm-hmm. Now, it's lovely and comfortable, but turns out that it gets way, way hotter than normal mattresses.
Really? Does it not have that wicking technology? You know, that body wicking, the sweat wick? Do you know this thing that they say that it's like, oh, it's warm in winter and it's cold, it keeps you cool in summer?
I have a memory foam mattress topper and it's boiling hot.
Really?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Would you not think about taking it off then when it's really warm like this?
Yeah.
When there's an alert from Met Aaron with regards to the temperatures at night. No? No?
Maybe I'll get around to it tomorrow.
Yeah. 0874-100-102. Rebecca's over there as well. Sorry, Rebecca.
Well, lads, I'm not actually sleeping great at the moment either, but
what
I will say is last night I went about my hair wet because I was just too hot to put the hairdryer on it.
Okay.
And I actually didn't tie it up because I fell asleep before I even hit the pillow. But I woke up this morning and I was like, Monica. Remember when Monica went to go to Barbados?
Yeah, well, because the dampness, the moisture in the air, and it turns her hair into just frizz. That was hilarious. I often think of that because that's what happens to my hair when I don't put gel or wax or whatever in it, Jen.
It was like proper out there hair. Yeah, love the show.
Hey, cheers, Rebecca. Any more of them, 0874-100-102. Actually, top sleep tips. Why don't I call my sleep guy?
Do it.
Nobody's sleeping. The entire nation is like a grump. We've got a puss on us today. Everywhere you look, everyone's like an antichrist over the sleep, lack of sleep situation. Because that's... lads, it's fierce warm. Turn on that fan again. Oh, that is lovely. That is lovely. Right up the shorts. Up that leg, down that leg. That is lovely. That is an image you did not need. That one's for free, Ireland. Who's this I'm calling? Tom, is it?
Yeah.
I'll put him on one.
I hear what Rebecca's saying about going to bed with wet hair, but I don't like it. You kind of feel a bit grotty when you're on the pillow with the wet head. I don't like it.
Also the thing is then with wet hair like that is that you'll wake up with because what happens is the pillow gets wet, then the wetness on the pillow gets warm from your face, and then an hour or 2 hours in, you wake up in sort of a mildly warm puddle of your own head.
Rebecca, you dirty devil. Rebecca,
you're a dirty dog. Oh my God. Don't text into this show again, Rebecca. Do you hear me? It's ringing. This
is like Rebecca's hair.
Very good, Jeff.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yes.
This is Tom Coleman, the sleep coach and health scientist, joining us.
Hi, Tom.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, Tom? Did you sleep last night?
I did, Ray. I slept very well.
Get off the line. How did you manage to sleep last night? All the rest of us roasting.
Oh, I know what to expect. Temperature is absolutely crucial for sleep.
Yeah.
It signals to the body to produce more melatonin, which will help you sleep, and we need to cool the body down and then ensure the environment is cool as well.
Yeah, but how do you make the environment cool, particularly in this sort of these conditions? And you've got fans blaring in the like I had two of them last night, and I had earplugs in, and I was still you could still hear the hum because we're not used to those kind of noises in the room at night. How do you make your environment just right for sleeping, Tom?
I suppose the first thing is keep your curtains or your blinds pulled during the day and keep the windows open. So try and keep it cool throughout the day, because that's when you're going to get a build-up of heat. And if you can't have the ventilation, the fans going, all the better. The second thing is, I suppose, don't have a really cold shower. Because people have this temptation, if I have a really cold shower, yeah, that causes a rebound heating effect in the body.
A lot of people, especially in our house, definitely you'd be like, you know what, before I go to bed, I'll have a nice cold shower that may freeze once I get into the bed. It'll be lovely.
It's counterintuitive because it will signal to the core to actually rise. Your core temperature needs to drop by about 1 to 2 degrees every day, and that starts happening from 5 p.m., right? The other couple of tips I give people, get a water bottle, a small water bottle, and pop it into the freezer. And then before you go to bed, pull it out and get a face cloth and wrap it in that and have that by your bedside, okay? Now, if you do wake, which you might due to heat buildup, the fastest way to cool the body, we have special areas in our body where heat exchange happens really well, and those areas are the feet, the hands, and the face.
Right.
So cool those areas, right? The other tip I would say is...
So hang on, with the frozen... Sorry to cut across you for a second. With the frozen water bottle, you'd have it in the bed and you put your feet on it then, is it?
Well, actually, you can get a hot water bottle and do that with it and keep it at the bottom of your bed.
Or
under the pillow, because your face... The special areas called glabrous skin on your face where heat exchange happens really efficiently and really well.
Okay.
Or wrapped in the face cloth, and you can grab the face cloth and cool the face. The other thing is get naked. Sleep naked. I mean...
I'm naked right now, Tom. It's not doing any good. Hang on,
he's
one second.
He's an early adopter,
Turn on the fan again there. There it is. Oh, yeah, baby.
The image I have. Research says that we sleep better. We sleep much better if we're naked. I mean, and then natural fibers on the bed that wick away heat. Don't eat too late, because eating causes something called a thermogenic effect. So when we eat, that will cause your body temperature to rise.
How big of a window between eating and going to bed? Because most of us are getting in at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the evening, then having the dinner. But that's too late, is it?
Well, we'd like to ideally leave 2 to 3 hours. That would be like exercise, because exercising too late, again, a thermogenic effect will cause a rise in the core body temperature. So with food and exercise, we'd like to ideally leave a couple of hours at least.
Well, no cups of tea or coffee or anything, any warm drinks, right? When you said about a cold shower warms you up when you're going to bed, is the opposite true? No.
The opposite is true. A warm shower causes the body a rebound cooling effect.
Wow, okay.
So that will signal to the body to cool down. And that's why all our extremities heat up. It's blood from the core is being pushed out to the extremities and we feel nice and warm, but it will actually signal to the brain and the body, let's cool down. We need to cool down here. So the cooling, and that's why if we do wake up, throw the sheets off if you have any on and get the body as cool as possible, as quickly as possible, and again signalling, telling the brain fall asleep, because your melatonin levels will start to rise the cooler you are.
You mentioned the sheets or the bedclothes themselves. Most of us wouldn't have a clue what our bedclothes are made out of. I'd guess it'd be, I suppose it's cotton, I don't know. But are there particular ones that you should be using?
Well, any natural fibres like linen are really good. And obviously, cotton is okay, but we don't want a heavy quilt, I would say to people. We need to still have a summer quilt. What weight have you got on top of the bed? So keep it nice and light. Keep a light sheet on the bed, ideally.
I can't sleep under a sheet, though, Tom. I can't do
it. Tom, do you need to kick your sleeping partner out of the bed when it gets
free? That's my top tip. Sleep in the spare room. It'll save your marriage. I swear it will.
Absolutely. I mean, look, it depends. Don't take this the wrong way. It depends how hot your partner is.
My wife is incredibly hot, and I mean temperature-wise. Temperature-wise. She's dog rough to look at. But temperature-wise, she'd heat the whole house. She'd heat the city. Through the winter.
Some people push out a lot of heat. Like you actually may be better off sleeping by yourself in some instances if that's what's waking you up.
Definitely worth a try. And then you've got the cold patches in the bed that you wouldn't ordinarily have because she's there. That's what I find anyway, because she's roasting. Anything else we're missing out then? We can follow you online, tomcoleman.ie. And any other top tips worth knowing?
So, stay hydrated, watch the spicy food. It will again cause a rise in temperature. Don't eat too late. And have, if you can, have the fan and something cool beside the bed. It will help you. And we can struggle on through for the next few days.
Yeah, it's only a few days. Yeah, we'll get there eventually. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All the best. Bye. Tom's online. He's www.tomcoleman.ie for your sleep tips. And any more as well, we'd like to hear from you this afternoon. 0874 100 102. Go to the bed with the wet head. Juke Jumont and Jax Jones. I got you. Today FM. Brother. Today FM. Play the music you love. Let's roll a roll call. Ray, Ancho, JP. And everyone else joining in this afternoon. Yeah, well, loads of people talking about the old top tips for sleepless night. Mine, put a fan there and put a fan... by there and there, each corner of the bed, pointing up into the bed. Here's one for you. We should have asked Tom this question, actually. Where do you stand on a moving fan situation? Because I like... You know the fans that rotate? The head points.
Yeah.
I like to have it stationary. I like to lock the position of the fan and then know exactly where it's going to be blowing through the night. So whichever way I move, I'll be the one moving... And then I'll position myself just right for the direction of the fan blowing. But other people like to have it moving so it's pushing air around the room. And it's a nice surprise when it comes to you. Do you know that feeling of like, oh, there it is. Oh, it's gone again.
I don't want to slate your fan technique. I don't want to rubbish it, right? But I have heard that if you want to be cool at night, you point the fan out the window so it's dragging the warm air in the room out of the room.
No, you read it wrong, you dope. What? He read it wrong, guys.
He didn't read anything wrong.
Guys, he read it wrong. He read it wrong.
What are you on about?
He read it, but he read it wrong.
Is that your smoke face?
Yeah. Here's how it works. You take the fan.
Yeah.
And you point it into the room. And the way the fan works, because the fan blows in, but the air that's being fed into the fan is coming from outside, from the window, from the open window. So you put it next to your window, sure, with the open window, and the air is... But you point it in the direction towards you. You don't blow the hot air, the air in the room out.
Out of the room. And then it drags cold air.
How does it do that?
Because that's physics.
0874 100 102. Tell them.
Ray Foley.
Tell them.
With CarePlus.
I just can't
talk back. Home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
You put it next to the open window and it blows the cold air. It sucks it out because it's pushing it into the room. It sucks it through the fan and into the room. I read the same article. It was on The Sun yesterday.
I'm going back to check.
I'll go and get the article. We'll settle this after George Edgel or Ezra, which is... We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley here. JP's over there.
Hi.
Ray, the hot weather situation. Ray, I swear, I still wear furry PJs, furry socks and still use a hot water bottle in this weather. And I have a great sleep from Lou. Lou, I love you, but there's something wrong with you. You need to go to a doctor. There's something the matter. You big weirdo. Anne-Marie texted. She said, we live in a mud house with a thatched roof, so it's lovely and cool all year round. Yeah, but you live in a mud house.
Also, how is that of any use to any of us who don't live in a mud house? You're just bragging now.
Annie, let me go on Daft and see if I can find any mud houses. Oh, hang on. There's no houses. Not even mud ones. Especially on days like these. So come on over to Effin in County Limerick and you can bunk in from Anne-Marie. It's not very cold in winter, Anne-Marie. Or is it one of those situations, like I was saying, like cold in winter or warm winter, cold in summer? And Grania says, when we were in Haiti years ago, during the midday temperatures of 45 degrees, I found drinking a cup of hot tea more cooling than a bottle of cold water. And now it makes sense. Love the show. Hey from Grania. Ray, your colleague. Oh, hang on. Voice notes. 0874 100 102. Tina's there. Tina.
Hey, Ray. Hiya. Anita here.
Sorry, did you say Anita or Tina?
Hey, Ray. Anita here.
Anita.
Oh, it's like an anagram of Tina almost.
Kind of, but yeah. Not at all.
Don't be giving out about the nice weather. I'm getting married tomorrow, so I'm happy.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, you're delighted you're getting some sunny conditions.
Sun's shining and it's very, very warm.
Many happy returns. Congrats.
Hey, if you're at Nottingham tomorrow, call down to Cork. Mighty hooly on in the evening time.
Oh, that'd be great. A lovely... Will you have a barbecue or will you have out to some outdoor... Like, is it inside or outside, Anita?
Talk to you soon. Love the show. Bye. Hey,
cheers, Anita. Tony joins us as well, Tony.
Hi, Ray. Hi, JP.
Tony here. Talk to me. What's your story?
What I done was, I crushed ice.
Right.
into a hot water bottle and cold water into it, and it was grand. Absolutely done the trick, like the hot water bottle.
So you have the hot water bottle in the bed, but it's got the ice, it's crushed ice in it. Do you know, if you've got one of those fridges, those fancy fridges that has the, you just push it in and it gives you all the...
I don't have a fridge like that.
I don't have a fridge like that either, but if you did have one of them, that'd be very handy, wouldn't it? You've got the crushed ice, you just throw it in, half fill the hot water bottle with crushed ice, and then throw the cold water in on top of it, keeps it cold for the night. That's not a bad shout.
Love the show, by the way.
Hey, cheers, brother. And JP's done some checking. Was it, the article was on the Sun website yesterday, wasn't it?
It was indeed, yeah. It says...
So where do you point the fan? Do you point it in? Because JP was saying you point the fan out the window and it cools the room. So open the window, point the fan at night out the window and it'll cool it. I said, don't be daft, it's the other way around. Ray, your colleague is correct. Point the fan out the open window, open a second window at the opposite side of the house or room. Well, then you're creating a draft, isn't it? It cools the area in between, as your colleague said. My colleague.
That's me. Yeah,
no, very good, yeah.
Thanks, Ian. It's a man of science and intellect.
It's physics or aerodynamics, yeah. From Ian in Newport. Love the show. Hey, cheers. Ian, I like how you love the show, but you still never caught JP's name. And it's only two letters. What does the article say, for the love of God?
Unsatisfyingly, Ray, we might both be correct. Fans are great for moving airflow. So if the inside of a room is hotter than the outside, face the fan towards an open window to draw the hot air outside. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah, okay.
While it might seem counterintuitive to have a fan blasting at the window, it means that the warmth from inside the room will be pushed outside, actually reducing your home's temperature. However, to your point, then at night when it's cool, turn the fan the other way...
Aha! Vindication!
The other way around, and it will pull the cool, fresh night air in.
Well, there you go. So it's both of us, but me mostly. Stay on Today FM, I'm playing Lady Gaga. Oasis, roll with it, Today FM. We play the music you love. Hey, kids. Happy Thursday. Can you believe it? We're nearly there. We've almost made it to the end of the week. The weekend is in sight, which means... Kira King, here comes Kira King. Look out, it's Kira King.
Cathal from the Dave Moore Show. Sorry, one second.
Sorry,
Cathal from the Dave Moore Show heard me singing there. And he's got a good voice. He's got a fine voice himself, the young fella.
Yeah.
Colin Minogue. And he's looking through the glass of the studio there and he's given me the filthiest eyeballs you've ever seen in your entire life.
He's giving me the side eye, is he? He's jealous.
He thinks I've got a disgraceful
voice. He's jealous. Yeah. That's what he is. He's jealous.
Look at him there.
Look at him with his big calves.
And his short shorts. And his athletic, lean, lithe body. Can you say that about a colleague in 2020?
You can, as long as it's a fella.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You can. You couldn't say that about one of the girls.
No.
Kira King joins us this afternoon.
Hello, boys. How are you?
My darling, how are you? You're in Galway. How's it looking in this weather?
It is about 25 degrees and I'm stuck inside, so I can't wait to get outside and go for a swim. It's roasting. And also, I was listening to you earlier on, okay, and this is going to make me sound like a knob, but I don't care. In terms of sleeping at night, Egyptian cotton sheets and silk pillows.
There we go.
And I know how that sounds, okay, but it literally changed my life.
Yesterday I was talking about buy a Dyson fan because they're different to the, you know, the regular fans because they don't make the sort of helicopter noise in the room. They still were. They still make a noise, but it's not as loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that is quite an out of touch thing to be carrying
Absolutely.
On with.
Absolutely. I know.
What's the tog on your cotton counter? What's the thing? How do they measure Egyptian cotton?
It'd be tog. Oh, thread count.
Thread count.
What's your thread count then?
I actually don't know what my thread count is, but I know they're Egyptian cotton.
There's one that I was reading.
So it helps. It genuinely does help with the sweating.
Does it?
Silk sheets are good for that.
Well, I have a silk pillow now. I haven't graduated to silk sheets because then I'm just going to lose myself altogether, am I? You know,
I'm not being too forward, and I'm not asking a question unnecessarily. I'm not being rude.
Really,
but,
Ray?
But here we go.
Buckle up,
Tom, who was on with us earlier on, our sleep expert.
Tom Coleman, yeah.
Tom Coleman, yeah. He said, I just didn't have his surname to hand, Jesus.
Right.
But he's still a sleep expert, right? And his name is Tom, right? TomColeman.com.
Yeah.
.ie. He said sleep in the nip, Kira.
Right, okay. So you're going to ask me, do I ever sleep in the nip?
You just asked the question. JP volunteered.
Do you, JP?
Yeah, I do, yeah. But I'm so furry, I'm almost not in the nip.
He's like an Ewok.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Imagine
I'm so hairy, you can't actually see anything. You don't know what's down there, because you'd have to root around. You'd have to part the hair.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay.
Do you know, it'd be, now would be a great time to talk movies with Ciara.
I would really like that.
A sweaty Ewok. A damp, sweaty... I was reading about bamboo. Bamboo sheets.
Oh, yeah.
They make sheets out of bamboo now, and apparently it's
I've got a bamboo cloth.
Oh, there you go. Is it cool? Is it cooling?
I use it to wipe stuff.
What do you use it to... What do you wipe with it?
Stains.
Right, okay, boys. It is really warm outside, and let me get on with the job that I'm here to do.
It's affecting our
I think it is. I think you've lost your minds.
We're doing Top Boy first. This is on Netflix.
Let's talk about Top Boy. Okay, it's back for its final ever season, and what could make this season even more tense than the last seasons is Barry Keoghan and Keoghan and Brian Gleeson.
Keoghan.
I'm so sorry.
He's in the third series. I haven't watched. I've heard him. JP's obsessed with this show. Yeah. Top Boy.
Okay.
Was this on Netflix
never heard
before?
About.
Was it on a BBC before? One of them.
It was on Channel 4. Okay. Right. And then it got cancelled after two seasons. There were short seasons, and then Netflix brought it back again because Drake seemingly was a big fan of it. It's a really, really good show, and obviously, then this third and final season is on Netflix as of this morning, as of 8 a.m. this morning.
I got you. Have a listen to this. This is a Top Boy season 3. The trailer.
Trust you no more. There ain't no trust in this game.
You go your way, I go mine.
Sounds familiar. It's been wanted all along. It's up.
Is that time?
So are there subtitles?
There actually are. And you know what? You're not lying. It is one of those things where, Ciara, I know you're a fairly new convert. I've watched all of the series. It does take you a few episodes to get the rhythm of the speech. But you will find that after the episodes finish, you will be going around saying, man dem ting to random
man dem
people.
Ting.
So what's the gist of it? Is it like London Love Hate? Is it, or what is it like?
No, it's about these kind of drug gangs in the London underworld, and they've got this icy relationship with the police. They've been ignored by politicians. It's all kind of set around this estate in Hackney in London.
Right.
And it focuses on a guy called Sully and another guy called Duchesne, and they're kind of they're two drug dealers who the series kind of focused around. And my God, it is just, it's absolutely brilliant. And talking about Barry and his surname, seriously. Yeah,
everyone says Keoghan, right?
Keoghan. I'm sorry.
I think
we're
inclined as actual Irish, other Irish people. I think internationally he's known as Keoghan because of the G. And then they internationally they say a hard G, like the Gallagher, Noel Gallagher. But in Ireland we're inclined to say Gallagher. So Keoghan probably.
Okay, so Barry Keoghan and Brian Gleeson, they are nasty as hell in
this. Are they Irish in this then?
They're Irish. Barry plays a guy called Johnny, and then Brian plays his uncle Tig.
It's Brian, by the way. You're mispronouncing Brian's
name.
Yeah, just to make matters worse. But anyway, go on.
I'm so sorry. To Brian Gleeson and to Barry Keoghan, I'm really, really sorry. I'm so impressed by your performances in this. I hope it makes up for me mispronouncing your names, which is disgraceful as an Irish person.
Give
them up. And also, the way Top Boy works, like JP, you'll be able to back me up on this, it's kind of like Game of Thrones. Like, nobody is safe. And if you love anxiety and tension, that is literally every episode of Top Boy that I've watched thus far.
So you don't know who's going to survive. I haven't watched
idea.
JP's been saying for years, you got to check this out, and I just haven't. I haven't gotten stuck into it properly.
Really good performances from ex-musicians. So Ashley Walters was in So Solid Crew, and
he's Asher D. He's known as Asher D.
Exactly. He plays Duchesne, and then Sully is played by Kano, another rapper, and both of them are magnetic. They are unbelievable on screen.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
And there's another musician, Little Schmiz. She's in it as well, and she plays Shelley, who is Duchesne's partner.
You've been called a Little Schmiz from time to time, JP, haven't you?
That's right, Jeff. Yeah.
When he shows up at the door in a nip, just it's all fur. Little. What else? We do one more very quickly. Davina's back with a new reality show. Have a listen. This is My Mum, Your Dad.
We're okay if you want to start dating again.
I just want to give love and be loved.
I would love that to have someone.
Love.
I miss coming home to someone.
Are you worried about whether you're ready?
Yeah.
It's just so nice to see.
It's been 37 years since I've been on a date.
We're a bit rusty.
My mom, your dad, Davina McCall, the big mother, is back with a reality TV show. I am so excited about this. And she herself has been pitching this for years as a Love Island for grown-ups.
She has indeed. It's been dubbed middle-aged Love Island, and she kind of got in trouble for calling it that. She had to kind of take it back in a podcast of late, because obviously ITV are like, no, it is no Love Island. These are two separate things, okay. Because unlike Love Island, there's no prize money, there's no eliminations, and there's no voting out. So it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds, because the children decide when it's time for their parents to leave the mansion. So, Yeah, so it said it's in an English mansion rather than a Spanish villa. It's going to have 9 contestants. The parents nominated children. Children nominate their parents to go into this show, by the way. So we're talking, there's a PE teacher, a therapist, a postman.
So there's nobody with no kids. So
It's between, well, they're aged between 44 and 58. They're nominated by somebody. I'm presuming that they do have children, because that's obviously the format. Mm-hmm. So the parents are going to go on dates. They're going to participate in workshops, and they don't know this, but their children are going to watch them from an outhouse. So thankfully, there's going to be no cameras in any bedrooms. Because that would make the whole thing really awkward.
These are people with actual life experience, people with stories, people with an insight into, because the problem I've always found with Love Island anytime I've watched it is like these people have nothing to say to each other or about life, no experience whatsoever.
Because, I mean, and that's why Love Island is kind of perfect in that it's a whole load of gorgeous people in their early 20s who don't have any life experience, and this is different. Because, and I don't like this term, but I suppose it is a term that a lot of people use when you talk about dating when you're older, is baggage. But like, baggage can come in any sort of form, as in like life experience or children or an ex-husband or an ex-wife or whatever. So I think this one's going to be interesting. I don't know how it's going to play out though, because as I said, there's no elimination, you know, there's no voting out. So it'll be interesting to see how it fares out. It starts next Monday on ITV from 9 p.m. and it's going to run for 2 weeks.
Have you watched or have you heard of the reality show in America, MILF Island? Is it MILF Island or MILF Manor, one of them? Right? And it's actually,
I think so, yeah.
A hilarious title, but it's a similar sort of story. This is adult women, but the twist in it was they were going into something similar like this. They thought they were doing something like this, but they were going to be hooking up with younger men. So the women all meet each other. I've watched the first couple of episodes of it, but it's done in this really kind of like, you know, there's the American, like The Bachelor, you know, those kind of shows. It's done in that sort of flashy style with drone shots and all this. I watched the first couple of them, but then I went off it. And the way it works is, so all these middle-aged women go into this mansion, this villa type situation, where they meet each other, and they're all here to meet these hunky young boys. Oh, we're so excited to meet the hot young boys or the men in their 20s. And then the reveal of the boys is that they're all sons of the other women.
Oh my god. No.
Unbelievable. Anyway, it's called My Mum, Your Dad, and Davina's Back. I'm so excited. I'm just excited. Just those of us of a certain age, Davina presenting Big Brother, it's fantastic. My Mum, Your Dad, and it's over the next couple of weeks. This is today. Stay with us. I want to talk about an amazing movie that everyone's talking about. That's coming up with Kira after Jazzy. Today FM. Jazzy. Give it me, Today FM. Play the music you love. It's Ray Foley for your Thursday afternoon. Hello there, it's Ray here. JP's there.
Hi.
And Kira King is there.
Hello.
Hello. And we have the trailer. Well, actually, is this in Korean? What kind of a trailer do we have for this?
It's English language. It's in English. But there are definitely parts of the movie that are in Korean.
Yes, absolutely.
I removed all the parts where they were talking Korean because it wouldn't make sense on the radio.
No, it would have been much more fun to leave the Korean bits in. This is called Past Lives. So there's a mix of English and Korean in it. Is it, Kira? I know nothing about this. All I've seen are headlines that are saying this is the film that everyone's going to be talking about when it's award season early next year.
Oh, absolutely. And it is a mixture of English and Korean. It's one of the most beautiful movies I've seen in a while.
You can hear the emotion already. She loves it. This is called Past Lives. Have a listen to the English bits.
The guy flew 13 hours to be here. I'm not going to tell you that you can't see him or something. What a good story this is. Childhood sweethearts who reconnect 20 years later and realize they were meant for each other. In the story, I would be the evil white American husband standing in the way of destiny.
Shut up. He was just this kid in my head for such a long time. I think I just missed him.
Did he miss you?
Past Lives, and already it sounds emotional. It's out this weekend, is it?
Yeah, no, it's out today, actually.
All right, okay.
It's out today in cinemas. And you know what? And this is no word of a lie. I had to take an antihistamine this morning because my eyes were so swollen from crying last night when I watched the movie.
God, Kira.
Yeah, I know. And here's the thing, okay. Okay, so far, 97% of people love it. Critics are absolutely raving about it. And I was like, okay, so we'll see. And then I watched it and then I had to take antihistamines this morning. It's a really simple story, okay. It's about a girl called Nora and a boy called Hyesung. And they were best friends in South Korea and Seoul. They grew up together. And then Nora immigrated from South Korea when they were children. And they reconnect years later on Facebook and eventually on Skype. So the movie's kind of told in three parts. Their childhood together in Seoul, them reconnecting when she's in New York and he's still in South Korea. And then finally he comes to New York to visit her. But obviously her life has changed. She's married, as you heard there in the trailer. And not much happens in this movie. It's very simple. It's very direct, but it's the dialogue that is just outstanding. And I think people are going to love it. I think the reason that I kind of, I don't know, absolutely loved it is it's all about the road's not taken. It's about childhood crushes. It's all about what if, what could have been. And it's just so beautifully done. And it's the first, it's the directorial debut of a woman called Celine Song. And if she's not nominated for Oscars, well, then I'll eat my hat.
It is, like, isn't there a window sort of for Oscars that they usually, a sweet spot is around November, December time, isn't it, to try and hit the Oscars early the following year? So it is a bit early for that, is it? But I suppose if it's good.
September to January is when you're going to see the movies kind of really coming out.
So this is the beginning of it now.
Definitely.
Clearly, Kira loves it. Ringing endorsement from her. It's called Past Lives and it's in cinemas now and you can check it through the weekend. Kira, give this a bunch of
see you later. Goodbye.
I love the thought that Kira needs like an EpiPen for emotional movies. Her face is swelling up.
She needs to keep her jab with her at all times, guys. She go at any moment. Kira, go enjoy the sunshine.
I will indeed. Bye.
Don't talk to you next week. Stay with us. We're making the call on the cash machine in a couple of minutes. With over €40,000 on the line, we could be calling you and Becky Hill with David Guetta next. Hill, David Guetta. Remember, this is Today FM. Hi, chickens. Have you got your text in before three? You know the drill. We could be calling you now. Within five, answer within five rings. Give us the exact total and it's all yours. Barry's making that call. I can tell you it's over €40,000, but you need the exact amount, as you know. Barry, what's the story? You doing this or not? Thanks, Ray. That's about time to...
One ring.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Barry, done phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
I'm indeed, yeah, I can, yes, very.
You were quick off the mark. Who are we talking to?
This is Jafar.
Jafar, you must have had your phone in hand, did you?
Yes, indeed, yes, I was in a meeting with that, yeah.
Okay, in a meeting, were you specifically waiting for us to call you, or what are you up to this afternoon?
I'm in Cork, meeting with my colleagues.
What made you enter for the cash machine, Jafar?
It just came back from holiday yesterday. So, you know, and I got the call from you.
And you'd like to go on another holiday?
Not sure yet.
Okay. Where's the number stashed? Did you write it down? Did you stick it in your phone? What did you do?
I wrote it down, yeah.
Oh, good man. What does it say there?
It says €40,529.62.
It's correct. Congratulations, Sophia.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You really weren't expecting this, were you?
No, not really, but it is helpful.
What's the first thing you're thinking of? Is there anything that takes priority with this money?
You know, some of the, like I said, a lot of people in the world, like, you know, being hungry and then can't even eat properly. Probably I'm going to get some of the charity to someone to help, and the rest, I do something for my daughter.
That's really generous of you. I'm so delighted that we found you. There's some really good choices there. Take a few moments this weekend. Celebrate, because the possibilities are endless. You've just emptied out the cash machine and won yourself.
I will indeed.
Thank you very much, Barry. Well done, Sophia.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
The winning continues on Today FM's cash machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. Get the new cash amount and we could be calling you.
Today FM's cash machine.
Jafar? Is he sure it's Jafar?
It's Jafar.
You are an 11. Iago.
Yeah.
Do you remember Jafar in Aladdin?
I do, yeah.
Terrible impression. My apologies. Well done, Jafar. Over €40,000 for him.
Yeah.
And you could be winning tomorrow. Turn on Matt Cooper on the last word at 4:30.
On an 11. Iago. On a scale of 1 to 10, you on an 11.
Iago, on a scale of 1 to 10, you are an 11.
Is that the one with Robin Williams in it?
Robin Williams is the genie. This is Aladdin.
Yeah.
And of course, Will Smith did it, the live action version, years later. This is in the 90s, Aladdin. And Robin Williams was brilliant in it. But Gilbert Gottfried, who's now sadly passed away in the last couple of years, actually, right. He did the voice of Iago the parrot, who was always on Jafar. Jafar was the name of the winner. That's how the name, we're talking about Jafar. He won the cash machine, 40 grand this afternoon. The parrot, Jafar's buddy, or his sidekick, or his accomplice, he can do lots of different voices. So one of the funniest bits of the film that I always remember is when he does an impression of Jafar. So the parrot is doing an impression of Jafar talking about how amazing he is to go and finally grab the lamp from Aladdin.
Boy, Jafar's going to be happy to see you.
Excellent work, Iago.
Ah, go on.
No, really, on a scale of 1 to 10, you are an 11.
I love it.
Ray Foley.
You are an 11.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
I tell you, no word of a lie, I've watched that film about a million times.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Stay on Today FM.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2.
Amazing deals for every day of summer are at Nordstrom Rack stores now, and they're up to 60% off.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
I always find something amazing.
Because the best deals go fast.
Save big on Marc Jacobs, Madewell, Steve Madden, and more. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in store the same day for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.